It's difficult getting through to Iraq from the United States, but phone lines are still working. NPR's Madeline Brand spoke with a few Iraqi Americans about what they've heard from their relatives back home.
Rana Imad is a college student at Tufts University in Boston. She says she spoke with her aunt in Baghdad last night after calling for hours trying to get through.
When I spoke to her, by that time she started to cry. She just said that the bombing is very hard and it's very heavy, and she just didn't know what to do. She kind of regretted that she didn't leave Baghdad.
Imad says her aunt and cousins haven't really slept in the last few days because of all the bombing. They've opened all their windows and glass doors so that the explosions won't shatter the glass. Another young Iraqi woman says she knows what it's like being bombed. A SEAL left Baghdad for the U.S. after the 1991 Gulf War.
The ground is shaking underneath you. The walls are shaking. Glass breaking all around you. And the siren and then the ambulance and the fire, the sounds of the bombs. After a while, you start learning, I guess, how far is the bomb, how close is it to you, how... At one point, we were bombed so heavily, so hard, that we were in that hallway, and we didn't know if the rest of the house, the living room, which is next door, is still there or not. I feel very lucky I survived, and my family.
Asil didn't want to give her last name or say where she lives now because she's afraid of being harassed. Iraqis are used to that fear. In Iraq, most never say anything on the phone to their relatives in America that could possibly be construed as critical of Saddam Hussein. But now a few feel they can speak up. Zainab Al-Suwaij says she spoke with her relatives in Baghdad last Friday.
I was surprised that they talked, obviously, last time, and they said, "When are you coming?" Mean, "When are you coming?" means America, not personally me. And this is the first time I see them talking to me, obviously, like that. I mean, they've been through wars, and they know how wars look like. But this time around, they said they are just fine, and we hope it's going to be quick and fast, and we're staying home, and we have food and supplies and water, and we're waiting for freedom.
The prospect of freedom, she says, overshadows their fears of the bombing. Asil, though, knows how death and destruction can occur no matter how careful military commanders try to be. She says in 1991 a neighbor of hers was killed as she was preparing a chicken dinner for her family. Now, 12 years later, Asil is still affected by the bombing.
Every time I hear the thunder, the sound of the thunder scares me. Fireworks makes me cry. The door slams. I get very scared.
And her family and friends say they now feel the same fear.
They said they were so scared that all four or five families in that neighborhood got together in one house and decided, look, we're all going to gather in one house. If we die, we all die together. And they're just saying, we're alive, we survived today, and just pray for us.
Something Asil says she does every day. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Washington.
British officials today said they finally have secured the port of Umm Qasr at the head of the Persian Gulf, several days after U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had said the port was safe. Divers are checking to make sure the waterways leading into the strategic port are free of mines and other obstructions. Once the port is considered safe, ships with relief supplies for the civilian population in southern Iraq will be able to dock. A British supply ship is expected to arrive at Umm Qasr later today or tomorrow.